Hey guys, welcome back to the Misfits podcast. Today we're going to hear from a friend of mine on what he thinks about hunting and gun regulations. So how do you think about that, Nick?
Well, I think it's not the guns that they should ban, it's the people that are just going out and shooting up places for no reason.
That was my friend Nick Stone, and he was talking on the subject of why we shouldn't ban guns. We should just ban the size of the magazine that the bullets would feed into in automatic rifles, and how we should be fixing school shootings and such. And the next subject we'll be talking about is how we should try and fix how poaching and other types of non-legal hunting are happening around, not necessarily here, but in other places, and how we can prevent a species to go extinct. We should have had like a system where they would have permits and they would like have closed off areas where there's wildlife, and they would have a gate being closed. They have a gate, and then within that gate there was an officer who would check if you had all your legal permits and stuff, and would set like a time regulation so you can't camp in there, but you could go hunting for the day. The next issue we'll be solving is how city folk or city people should not have guns, and if they do want guns, they should probably get some kind of legalization around them and not have really high power rifles and just have normal pistols for sale. But just not guns to everyone. But how do you think that we could kind of support that idea?
Like if they wanted guns in the city, they had to take a course.
Or maybe
get a permit.
Or maybe go to like the court or something to ask for the judge for their permission.
Yeah, and have to be a small caliber.
So
not
like, no automatic rounds.
Not even like a.
So like in Canada.
243 or like in town, like there's no shooting in town.
Yeah, you have to go out to a
bandit.
Okay, so this segment is going to be about if Americans are too greedy, and if they are, how can we solve it? Like, what are some ways that we can try and fix that?
I mean, it's kind of hard to stop people from, like, finding to not be greedy, because something breaks, yeah, it's a lot of money, but they have a big farmer industry that they should have thought about keeping money aside for, like, if, like, equipment or something, like, badly happens, they should have, like, a backup plan. Not being so greedy to go this big and not think about what they're gonna do or something happens. I think they should just cut back a little bit and life would be good.
Yeah, and like as we were saying earlier, we were saying that like there is no really stop to this greediness. They're like, as Nick was explaining, like, per se, that, like, guns, if people want a gun, to get a gun. But, like, don't buy, like, 12 of the same or of any different kind of gun. They're, like, sure, you want a gun collection, get a permit. If you want anything, just don't use it for evil intent. And, like, for farms, like, all small farms don't want to be, well, maybe I'm not sure, but, like, some farms, like, if you want a big farm, get a big farm, but you don't need to buy a small farm, another small farm, and another small farm as a side business. You shouldn't do that. It's just, like, it's just ruining the economy, not the economy, the kind of environment that Vermont has. Yeah, this is this one done. That last section was on how my friend and I think that the smaller farms should have a better chance than the more industrialized farms. Now, if America has more or less quality, inequality versus other countries, what do you think about that?
Oh, I guess thinking one of my strong suits.
Yes. Well, what do you think about, does America have more or less equality than other countries, do you think?
Depending on where you are, to be completely honest, like, around here, there seems like there's more people, like, friendly. Down south, there's, like, a few people that are friendly, if you know what I mean by not friendly.
Yeah.
But,
like, compared to, like, Africa or Europe, places like those, do you think that there's more or less equality there than versus here?
True. I think that if someone's like, I think that if someone's being racist, I think they should probably reconsider what they're saying.
Yeah.
To make more sense.
Yeah, and like, do you think, like, this ties into, like, one of my questions was did all the wars that we fought, did they work? Did they stop white supremacy? And my feeling is they didn't solve much. They just made people more angry and more divided. Take today's society, because there's like a bunch of people that think that like white supremacy is great and amazing, and there are some people that just don't think it's great at all. They just think that every human being should have equal rights, even if they're a different color, different eye color, different height, different gender.
Well, I'm one of those people that doesn't like it, of course, the white supremacy stuff. That stuff's a no to me. I like everyone being the big equality.
And yeah.
That is very evident to me as well. If you've personally known me, you know.
Yeah. But, like, this ties into as well as like some more wealthier people think they have it all. It's all set up for them, and they think that they're controlling. They're the best there ever was. But do you think money has a role in that as well? Like, do you think money has a say in anything? But like, do you think someone had more money than someone else, do you think they would, like, there'd be more or less white supremacy? Because, like, if there was, like, if everyone in the United States had the same amount of money, do do you think that there would be less or more like racism or like white supremacy or like people that were not liking gender equality or any kind of argument against equality?
I would say that there would probably be less because, you know, so I've met some rich people that are nice and some that are completely, what's appropriate word, but.
Yeah, they're nice, they're really nice as people put it. Yeah. I think that'll wrap it up for today's episode. Yeah, we're gonna leave now and never do this again. Goodbye.
Bye.
This all ties into American identity because we are really losing our identity as Americans. And, like, we should not lose our American identity. We should not be greedy. We should not have a bigger farm and jack up the prices, and we should have fair hunting, not poaching. And this is all American identity because lots of Americans do this, and it's really sad, but it's the truth. And yeah, this is the end of this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. There will never be another one. So yeah, bye. Peace out.